Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 5-Star Joshi Show here on the Fight Game Media Network. I am your host, as always, Scott Edwards. And we got a pretty chill week here on the show. A lot of our reviews today will be just from house show weekend action. However, Stardom did kick off the Goddesses of Stardom Tag League Tournament, including a great-looking Cork and Hall show with a great high-speed championship match in the main event, which we will get to. We will also talk the updated historic crossover card, which had some matches added this week as New Japan and Stardom prepare for their second ever co-promoted show. So that's something to look forward to. We'll preview the upcoming weekend of Tag League action, as well as Marigold, who heads to Hokkaido for the first time in their run, which will feature a Superfly championship title match, as well as preview matches for Sari, who will soon defend the Marigold World Championship on November 14th at Cork and Hall against Nanai Takahashi. We'll talk a little bit about that. Then we'll talk a little bit about Marvelous, who held their big show in Nagoya. Give you an Oz Academy update, and then, of course, some news to get to. So some news sprinkled throughout the show. It won't be, this is the time of year where for Stardom, we are building towards Stardom Dream Queendom, and they haven't decided to do any other big pay-per-views except for Historic Crossover and as well as Tag League. So not a lot building up in terms of potential contenders for someone like a Tam or Natsupoi, but we use the Tag League to potentially get some hints. But we do have some notable things to talk about from the upcoming shows, which we will get to. But let's talk about this past weekend in Stardom, shall we? That's a good way to open our show here today. So like I said, the Goddess of Stardom Tag League officially kicked off with a pretty normal house show on Saturday in Shinjuku before heading to Cork and Hall the next day. So the Shinjuku show had multiple tournament matches, including what I thought were the two standouts from that show. You had Saori Poi and Sariano and Natsupoi versus Star Fox, Mei Sara, and Kohaku. I thought that was a strong match. You know, nothing necessarily that will make you go out of your way to see it. And I think something specific, unless you are a Stardom fan like myself or listeners of the show, you may not be checking out every Tag League match. That being said, this was a strong tag league match, I thought, with Natsupoi and Soriano getting the win. I don't think Kohaku has necessarily looked on her A game as of late. I've seen what Kohaku's A game is, and this kind of goes hand in hand with the what show was it? Oh, the Oz Academy show. She was on that as well, and I didn't think she necessarily stood out there. But this match was pretty solid, as you'd expect. You know, Mae Sara, obviously an MVP for Stardom, and has been since she walked into the company last year. I've been saying it and saying it and saying it. Then, of course, you have Saori Poi, who are one of the best tag teams in the world today. So not a big shock that this was one of the standout matches from this show. We also had, just to go over results as well, I want to keep you updated on the tables for the Goddesses of Stardom Tag League. They also held a show on Thursday, the day I'm recording this, which we haven't been able to get to yet, but worth noting because that show did not air live. But continuing on with that show, the Waka Tsukiyama Rion team pulled off the big upset, beating Hina and Lady C. Kind of a moving theme here so far in the tournament is that Waka and Rion are pulling off the big shocking wins, also known as Reckless Fantasy. That is their team name. So I think that's very interesting to see that they're kind of going with these two being strong winners out the gates. If I had to look at the rest of their lineup, right, they still get Unimon and Aya Sakura, Mae Sara and Kohaku, Hana and Ida, SLK and Suzu, Saori Poi and Momo and Tekla. I would guess that it's all losses coming soon for Reckless Fantasy. They fought Deluxe Princess, which of course Rina and Azusa and Naba, as well as Hina and Lady C. If they were going to win matches, it's going to be those two, maybe Unimon and Aya as well. But that is a story they have gone with telling. A very interesting one at that. Obviously, they are looked at as the ultimate underdogs of this tournament. You had Haruki Umasaki popping up on this show as well. They went to a double countout, continuing the feud with Momo Watanabe. Thought that was a fine little moment there. Then you kick it over to more tag league action. Usagi Kashima and Shuri defeating Konami and Saya Kamatani. Obviously, a big surprise. Konami and Saya Kamatani seen as potential favorites for this tournament, but Kashima and Shuri starting off strong. I think Kashima and Shuri have a legitimate chance of being a team that advances out of the Blue Goddesses block. They're trying to build up that duo. And so far, so good for them. They have key wins over key teams. So we'll see how that comes back to benefit them in the end. Then we had what I thought was one of the other good matches, the night strong matches. If you want to go check out Tag League action, you have Mayu Itani and Momo Kogo of Peach Rock defeating O2 Lions, Azumi and Miyu Amasaki. I've been looking forward to the O2 line run this year in Tag League. I just think, when you look at them as a duo and you view them and their growth together, you kind of get excited what they might bring to the table. And just a strong showing here with Mayu and Kogo getting the win. I think the most important part of this match was Mayu locking Azumi into the Dragon Sleeper before hitting the two-step dragon to get the win. Azumi, of course, had felt like she was next in line for the IWGP Women's title. We had gone as far as saying she would be. I think, they acknowledged that. That being said, a tough loss here for Azumi, and a pivot heading into Historic Crossover says that Azumi has been quickly shuffled down, which is, again, a real genuine shock. If they're holding it for the year-end event, I guess I get it, but a loss here to Mayu Itani and a upcoming singles match for her really paints an interesting picture of what's going on with Azumi after it seemed like that title match was coming up soon. And then your main event, you had FWC defeating BMI 2000, Natsuko Tora and Uraka. This was a long match. It was good, not great. Kind of what you expect out of BMI 2000, I think, at this point. Natsuko Tora, she's really beat up. She's not going at the tone that she even was 2 years ago when she you know, not, maybe not 2 years ago, but a year ago. You know, I think a lot has been taken out of her in terms of her physical abilities. That being said, I like BMI 2000 as a duo, but FWC starts off strong. Of course, I think you're heavy favorites and my hopeful pick to win this tournament. Then we go to the next day at Corican Hall. The Corican Hall crowd was a strong one. You had 1,292 people in attendance. Obviously, a very good number there. But you had a great main event, which we'll highlight later on. But the show opened up with Dump Matsumoto, Momo Watanabe, Natsuko Toruaka, and Zap defeating the Cosmic Angels, Ayasaka, Natsu Poiseri, Ano, Sayaka Krar, and Tam Nakano. The story of this match obviously came down to Dump Matsumoto and Sayaka Carrara. This was about getting over Sayaka Carrara. This is a rookie who has become a fan favorite in Stardom. This Corican crowd loves her. And we actually saw Dump Matsumoto take some bumps in the year 2024, which was a real shock. A lot of the times when Dump has come in four matches in Stardom, a lot of the complaints are, well, she's not really giving much to Mina Shirakawa, right? It's always been, for some reason, against Mina Shirakawa. But this time around, these two did not click whatsoever, you know, watching them. And I think that's very important because it was the opposite when you watch Carrara and Dump. There was a lot of focus on building her up and pushing her up and making her seem like, okay, there's something here for the rookie. There's something important here for the rookie. And I thought that was a nice touch for this match because you want to take something out of these Dump matches. I understand, like, yes, Dump's going to help bring in some fans, obviously, right? The crowd number was great. And I do want to give credit to Dump for some of that. Stardom obviously has a lot of credit for that too. You know, tag league matches, big title match, but Dump brings in her own fans. So they got over Carrara in the end, as well as Natsuko Tora, who's been, you know, appointed as the successor of Dump Matsumoto in a way. We'll see how much that continues moving forward. Like I said earlier, Natsuko is very limited in the ring now, but we'll see how that continues to work out. That being said, while this match was not all that good, it accomplished its goals of getting Carrara over as well as putting Natsuko over in the post-match. So there's that. Then we kick it over to the Goddesses of Stardom Tag League Blue Stars Block Action. I want to make sure that's Blue Stars Block Action. Red Stars. I have it backwards on here. We have Red Goddess Action. I keep messing that up. I did this last year too. You had Saiga Koshman and Shuri pulling off the major upset over FWC in a whopping 11 seconds. Yes, we got the Saki Kashima Classic at Corican Hall to a loud, loud reaction, as you'd expect. This was a great spot, a great moment, as it always is, as she shocked FWC to give them their first loss of the tournament. Of course, both Shuri, Hazuki, and Koguma all were heading to Oz Academy later in the day for that show. So not too much of a shock that they got their match done, not only early, but quickly, so they could go compete in their matches respectfully there. Then you had Rihanna Wakasugiyama once again pull off another upset, this time beating the New Blood Tag Team Champions Rina and Azusa Inaba in Tag League Action, moving to 4 points and undefeated 2-0. Like I said, I think we're coming to an end when it comes to Waka and Rian's credible run here, but a nice win for them nonetheless. And then we had Trios Action, Mina Shirakawa, Saida, and Starlight Kid defeated Hina, Lady C, and Rana Yagami. Back to Tag League Action, though, which I thought this was a pretty solid match. You had Konami and Saya Kamatani defeating Mayu Yutani and Momo Kogo. The best parts of this match came down to Mayu and Kamatani specifically. But I had been saying to myself the past couple weeks, you know, I've watched so many Konami house show matches, I asked myself, is she ever going to wrestle a normal match again? And what I say by that is, are we gonna get more than just the spray paint and the throw the people into the crowd thing, and then that's it? Are we gonna get a Konami match? Well, we of course got the spray paint. They were able to pin Mayu Iwatani, actually. Saya Kamatani would pin her with a Harakarana pin. But that was after Konami sprayed her with the face paint to cause the win, to cause the mess up and the win for them. I think the most important point of this match, though, is Konami and Saya Kamatani had a strong outing. I think Kamatani, you know, here's the thing about her heel character work. She's just figured out, I'm just going to wrestle the way I wrestle. I'll do my heel shtick here and there, but I'm still going to wrestle the way I wrestle. And her and Mayu had a really good connection here in this match that really, I thought, elevated the match a bit to a good level. And then we had Hanako and Micah defeat O2 line going 0-2 to start off the tournament. Hanako and Micah getting their first win. I still struggle to see the potential that I think others might in Hanako. I don't think she brings a lot to the table, unfortunately, in terms of excitement. And listen, that might just be a me problem. I understand that. But I just, you know, I'm watching her through this tournament. They have put her with their new face of the company, so she needs to stand out. They're going to have a strong showing throughout this tournament, right? Micah has had long runs in these tournaments in back-to-back years, of course, as part of Mahime, and last year with Megan Bain. This year, Hanako now steps into that spot. Will she deliver? Match one wasn't as good as I would have hoped personally, but I think O2 line at least continue to shine. Also going 15 minutes. I don't think they need to go 15 minutes, but this is an important tournament for Hanako. I look at tag leagues as a big way for wrestlers to grow that aren't just naturally growing, I think, at the rate you want them to. And when I say that is, I said it going into last year's tag league with Miyu Amasaki, and she made legitimate strides that set her up for an incredible year this year. I want to see the same now for Hanako, and I'm hoping we get that moving forward. So after today's results, I'll just quickly go over the results from today's show for you all, because, like I said, it didn't air, but we'll probably not get to it. So it's better to go over the tag league results now. So in tag league action, we did see FWC defeat Tam and Sayaka Carrara. 16 minutes and 14 seconds. That's crazy. But FWC gets their second win, a much needed second win of the tournament. And then we saw the continuation, like I said, of Micah and Hanako being a strong duo. They went to 2-0 in their tournament run, defeating Mayu Iwatani and Momo Kogo. And Sayori Poi was able to, unsurprisingly, beat their fellow Cosmic Angels duo of Unami Zamori and Sayaka Carrara. Aya Sakura in the matchup. So I'm looking forward to watching that match. I like when factions fight one another. I think that's always interesting and fun. And then your main event as well, or your trios, top trios match. You saw Natsuko Tora, Saya Kamatani, and Ruaka defeat Mei Sara, Starlight Kid, and Miyu Amasaki. Worth noting, Konami and Momo Watanabe are away this weekend. They are going to Pro Wrestling Eve for some random show. I don't really know what it's for. They're just in a tag match, so that's why they're not on the upcoming cards for now. So there you go there. But let's talk about this Corkin Hall main event before we get to the weekend slate, shall we? High Speed Championship, Mei Sara versus Unami Zamori. Listen, folks. You know who you are if you're listening to this, right? Some of us have believed, right? We've continuously believed if Unami Zamori gets her opportunity, she's going to shine. She just needs one. We looked at the 5-star Grand Prix as one of those opportunities. But going 0-for, right? 0-for-6 in that tournament. It left you kind of feeling empty because you watched her and you said, out of all these wrestlers, obviously Tam had her story, went over as well, but out of all these wrestlers, she could have got a win. And that wasn't the case. So what is Yuna Mizumori's prize at the end of all this? And it ultimately ended up being a high-speed championship match when she earned that opportunity on the last pay-per-view. And I knew she could deliver in this match. I've seen her have the high-octane, big-time main event before against a high-speed wrestler. She's in her final Gato Move match against Mei Tsuruga. She had such an incredible match. Though, honestly, still probably Yuna Mizumori's best career match, but this is right there. That's how good this was. And Mei Tsuruga, I mean, we said it earlier. I say it again. I say it every week. This is an MVP caliber wrestler. I don't mean Montel Vontavious Porter, but shout out to Montel Vontavious Porter and the Hurt Syndicate. They're back in business, baby. But in all seriousness, Mei Tsuruga is the MVP of these house shows and always will be, and always will continue to be. And I'm watching her in this match. I'm watching Yuna Mizumori in this match. I'm like, they just get it. You know, they just click against one another. They see where they're going. They know what they want to do, right? Yuna Mizumori has this mixture that you don't often see in high-speed title matches, where she's going to bring a powerful side to her moves, but she's also going to take chances. At one point in this match, she did take a chance with a dive. It was a scary looking dive, but it was dive nonetheless, right? She is taking those chances in a rock and cork and haul, and you're watching this match and you're like, oh my god, can Yuna do it? Can Yuna pull off the unexpected? Because being in this spot is unexpected for her character. It's unexpected for who they've built her up as. But if you've been watching Stardom for the past year and a half, however long she's been here, past 2 years probably now, right? She's been here for a little bit. Either way, if you've been watching, you've been paying attention, you know what she brings to the table, and she brought it to the table in this match. Some incredible near falls in the closing stretch, having you on the edge of your seat before Mei Tsuruga ultimately was able to take the win. Just a great match, one well worth your time, well worth going to check out. If there's one match, if you don't have time, if you don't have a lot of time and you need just dial it back, what should I watch from Stardom this past weekend? It's this main event. Excellent high-speed title match. The high-speed championship continues to deliver, continues to be a bright spot. And that, of course, a big reason for that is Mei Tsuruga. So, a very strong main event there. Let's look ahead now to this weekend. They have a ton going on. They got 3 shows in 3 days, including some homecomings as well, as they head back to Fukuoka. There will be no FWC tag match. There are FWC match. There is an FWC special, though, which we'll talk about. So on Saturday in Fukuoka, here is your card. You have Shuri versus... you have a 6-way battle. Sorry, I thought it was tag. You have Shuri versus Mina Shirakawa versus Hana versus Momokogo versus Rian versus Saya Kamatani. Like I said, no Konami, no Momo Watanabe this weekend. You have Natsupoi and Sari Ano versus Hina and Lady C in Blue Goddess League action.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods.
If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
O2 line looks for their first win against BMI 2000. Could be a tough one to get it against, but, you know, BMI 2000 could be taken down here in this match. You got Mei, Sarah, and Kohaku facing Yuna Mizumori and Aya Sakura in blue goddess action. That should be a fun one. Maybe an underrated one, I think. And speaking of underrated matches, you have Tam and Sayaka versus Tomoka Inaba and Rana Yagami. Looking forward to that one. And arguably my most hyped tag league match. You have Starlight Kid and Sue Suzuki versus Rina and Azusa Inaba. I am looking forward to that one. That should be very, very good. Then you have Fukuoka, Triple Crazy. So FTC, Azuki, Koguma, and Micah, the Fukuoka hometown heroes. They'll face off against Mayu Itani, Saida, and Hanako. So they're facing off against their friends, right? Their stars, friends on one side, and of course, Micah's teammate on the other. Something well worth paying attention to. That should be a fun main event. And then on Sunday, the 3rd, they're heading to Oita for some more tag league action. You have Mei Sarah and Kohaku versus Hina and Lady C. You have Shuri versus Hanako versus Rian. Sayori Poi, once again, back at it. They face Rina and Azusa Inaba, another one to look forward to. In a four-way tag team match, it's Mayu Itani and Momokogo versus Mika and Mina Shirakawa versus Yuna Mizumori and Aya Sakura versus Natsuko Tora and Ruaka. In more tag league action, this could be a hell of a one, hell of a match as well. You have Hazuki and Koguma versus Tomoka Inaba and Rana Yagami. Tam and Sayaka against O2 Line. Hopefully O2 Line can get a win this weekend. And in what very well could be the match of the weekend, depending how hard they want to go in this match, you have Starlight Kid and Su Suzuki versus Hanan and Saida in blue goddess action. That should be one hell of a match. And then on Monday, it is a holiday this weekend. Lots of shows on Monday in Japan. If you're paying attention, they return to Suzu Suzuki's home of Miyazaki. Lots going on here. Your card is as follows. You have a 12-person tag. It will be Micah, Mina Shirakawa, Hanako, Rian, Tam, and Sakura versus Mei, Sarah, Starlight Kid, Miyamasaki, Shuri, Hina, and Lady C. Then you have 4 tag league matches, starting with Yuna Mizumori and Aya Sakura versus Rina and Azusa Inaba. You have Tomoki Inaba and Rana Yagami versus BMI 2000. Sayori Poi versus Wing Gori. That should be excellent. You have a Stars versus Stars battle. Mayu Itani Momokogo versus FWC. That should be great. And then in a real shock, Suzuki, who will be able to get streamers at the show, which will be very cool in her hometown. It will be a triumphant return match. She'll go one-on-one with Azumi. So Azumi, a potential another loss unless they go to a draw, but this is the main event. I'm going to guess Suzu's winning, because that brings us to our New Japan and Stardom announcements here, which are important. Store Crossover has gotten a lot of matches all of a sudden, which includes Suzu Suzuki taking on Great O'Conn for the KOPW Championship in a hardcore match. I didn't even think of Suzu when it came to the KOPW. But bringing in, I forget about the rules aspect of this, but I'm very locked in to the return to hardcore for Suzu Suzuki. It's been a long time. She's not winning. I know that, but I'm intrigued. I'm certainly intrigued for that match. So that was one of the additions this past weekend. We also had the addition of a eight-person tag. Lihanan, Saida, Hiroshi Tanahashi, and Ryusuke Taguchi versus Saya Kamatani, Natsuko Tora, Gabe Kidd, and Drilla Maloney. Admittedly, that match does nothing for me. Like, it's whatever. It is what it is, really. But we also have an IWGP Women's Championship match after Momo Watanabe laid down the challenge. It will be Mayu Iwatani versus Momo one more time. This is my favorite matchup in Stardom's history. Getting into Stardom, you know, I give a lot of credit to EO to make me get into Stardom, but these are the two that I took to as a fan. Obviously, Mayu is my GOAT, you know. I can't stress that enough, but, you know, you watch Momo Watanabe through the years and you know how special she is. And seeing these two get the big time match at Crossover is awesome to see. Their chemistry is untouchable. You know they're gonna step into the ring and have a great match at the very least. I got emotional talking about their five-star Grand Prix match because there's a reality that could have been the last, because we don't know what Mayu Iwatani's future holds. But Momo kind of talked about that in a Tokyo Sports interview this week, saying that Mayu's getting ready to stop being the icon soon, which a lot of people pointed their eyes to. Wow, okay. Well, either way, Momo Watanabe wants to be the icon of Stardom moving forward. So this match, this championship, is just a continuation of a title reign that Mayu Iwatani has made inevitable, right? A title reign that, or a title seemingly neither company has given the full care to since Mercedes Moné dropped it. Mayu has made it mean something. Mayu has had the unbelievable matches against the Saris and the Stephanie Vaquers and Utami Hayashishtas and Tsukasa Fujimoto and Toni Storm and Mercedes Moné, right? Originally, and the list goes on. Like, she has had the matches to make this title matter. Now we add Momo Watanabe into that realm. There's going to be a serious possibility that Momo walks away from this win. And I only say that not because I think Momo makes the most sense as the next champion, though she is going international a lot. But Momo has been put into a lot of losing matches this year. She lost the World of Stardom Championship main event at All-Star Grand Queendom this year. She then headed to America to lose to Mercedes Moné for the New Japan Strong Women's Championship. Third time's the charm, maybe, for Momo Watanabe, but I will preview this show when we get, I will preview this match in this show when we get closer. But the emotional side of me, it was really hit when I saw this match made official. I'm really looking forward to it. So there's that. But that is it in terms of Stardom news, and so on. Lots to be excited about, I think. This weekend looks great for tag league action, so I'm looking forward to that. We'll be back next week, of course, to review that. But quickly, I'll just say, in Oz Academy, FWC did advance. They won their match. They will be the number one contenders for Rio Mizunami and Sunoko Kato, Oz Academy tag team titles. So obviously something very interesting there. Shuri did compete in the big time hour-long tag match to try and decide a winner but ultimately she came up short. It was Ryo Mizunami who outlasted everyone, went on to face Mayumi Ozaki to win the Oz Academy Openweight Championship. So congratulations to Ryo Mizunami. And now we proceed forward here. We move along. Now let's talk about some Marvelous. It's been a long time since we've talked about Marvelous, but Marvelous had their big show, which included three matches worth checking out for me. The Marvelous Big Show 2024, we had Sari versus the first rookie in years from Marvelous, Senka Akatsuki. An impressive showing from Senka in her first match. And obviously, I am going to like almost anything Sari does. That's just how it goes. But when you watch a rookie debut, you want to see, do they have the fundamentals? Do they have something special? Senka held her own. Like, this wasn't someone that stepped into the ring and was overwhelmed. I think there's a lot to like here and a lot to be excited for here if you are a Joshi fan, if you're a Marvelous fan. We know Nagayo can teach up some of the best in the world. I mean, come on, folks. I just spent the past hour, not even 30 minutes, talking about Mei Sara. That is a Chigusa Nagayo trainee. Obviously, Mio Momono, one of the best in the world, a Nagayo trainee. Meiko Satomura, Nagayo the list goes on and on and on. So I'm excited to see what she brings to the table here moving forward. Sari brought it to her. She did not go easy on her. I liked the match. I thought her debut match was one of the better ones you'll see. And then we had the big singles match. It was Meiko Satomura versus Takumi Aroha, and it was very underwhelming. A very underwhelming match. Kind of my worst fears coming true when it came to this matchup. It was just boring. You know, boring, underwhelming, nothing all too exciting. You don't see that killer instinct out of Takumi Aroha anymore. It's very rare, and I was hoping this would be the match, but these two just grappled a lot. They exchanged a few strikes, but it really brought nothing. Like, this was worse than the rookie match for me. A complete letdown. What was not a complete letting down, however, was the championship match. The AAAW tag team titles on the line. Team 200 kilograms defending against Bobo Bobo Momo Banana, Mio Momono, and Eureka Oka. This match was great. Mio Momono and Hashimoto, folks, like, I could watch them wrestle forever. And we watched these two, Mio and Eureka, drop the Sendai Girls tag team titles to them. Was it last month? Was it October? Happy Halloween, everybody. I obviously missed it, but happy Halloween. It must have been on beginning of October, right? We watched them drop the belts, and they come back around here and pull off the ultimate upset. The finish of this match was terrific. Mio Momono got the Momo Latch to steal the win, pinning you to win the tag belts. If you've seen these two teams face off this year, you know how special they are. You know what level they're able to go to. I thought this was the second best Joshi match of the weekend following the Mei Sara Yunimizumori match. Go out of your way to see it. I mean, Hashimoto, Team 200 Kilograms Tag Team of the Year. You know, like, just what they've done. You know, it was always, if their tag matches make tape, they're going to win Tag Team of the Year. And you watch that match, that was a great match. Well worth going out of your way to see. And we will close up here today with some news as well as some Marigold stuff. They had two house shows after the big Korakuen last week, which we reviewed on last week's episode. So there wasn't too much to talk about there. I will say, you know, it was a double shot at Shinkiba. They did have Mask Fiesta, which was very fun, very enjoyable. I thought Mirai's, like, you know, kind of like Shinsuke cosplay type look was actually very cool. I thought there was something that she could bring back. Maybe not the mask, obviously, but the rest of it, I thought it was very inviting, very exciting for her just to change things up. So if she ever wants to change it up, just need to teach her the Bomae, or for those out there, the Kinshasa, because I think that would be really cool. But Mass Fiesta was a fun show. I don't, you know, if you just want a fun hour, go check it out. Then the Fantastic Adventure show was a good show as well. I think the most important part of these house shows, in my review here, is seeing Naho Yamada enter the fray for Marigold. She brings a lot to the table that's very exciting, very inviting, and I think she's someone that's going to become a quick fan favorite. I thought she had two good showings, one against Kazuma Tanaka and then the main event of Mask Fiesta as well. So, oh, also maybe the highlight of the entire weekend for Marigold was Utami Hayashishita doing the Ikemen Jiro entrance that he does now. That was hysterical. It was very entertaining. Honestly, that's what you should watch from Marigold this weekend over everything else. But it was a fun, easy weekend. Everything's over on Wrestling Universe. Their big week comes up in a few days. They have a lot going on, actually. But there's a lot to be excited about for Marigold. So let's lock in, shall we? So on Saturday in Hokkaido, they will hold two shows, a daytime and nighttime show, both well worth going out of your way to see, I think. So your first show at 12:30, you'll have Naho Yamada versus Kimoa Minami, Rhea Seto versus Myla Grace versus Nao Ishikawa, and a Superfly the Best tag match as Hummingbird's back after having to take the past weekend off due to her injury, which we talked about in last week's review. She'll team with Natsumi Shozuki to take on Misa Matsui and Victoria Yuzuki. That should be a really good match. Looking forward to that one. And then your big two matches. Sari is on this show. She has made the trip or is making the trip. She'll team with Kazuna Tanaka to take on Nagisa Nozaki and Bozilla. Very much looking forward to that one. And then your main event of show number one will be Mirai and Mai Sakurai teaming with Inai Takahashi to take on Utami Hayashishita, Koki Amare, and Miku Aono. So a good preview tag for the upcoming tag team championship match at the Cork and Hall show. And then in the second show of that day, the night show, you'll have Victoria Yuzuki versus Naho Yamada, one I am looking forward to. Hummingbird versus Kimoa Minami versus Rhea Seto in three-way action. Now Ishikawa teams up with Myla Grace against Nagisa Nozaki and Bozilla. And then in your big matches to end the show, you'll have Koki Amari team up with Kazuna Tanaka against Mirai and Mai Sakurai. And then the big preview tag. It will be Nanai Takahashi and Utami Hayashishita versus Sari and Miku Aono. That match should be fantastic. Very much looking forward to that one. In a way, it is a preview match for Sari in both ways. Assuming she gets through Nanai, Utami will, of course, be waiting for her on the other side for First Dream. And then in the main event, the Superfly Championship is on the line in a rematch from Summer Destiny 2024. Natsumi Shozuki defends against Misa Matsui. I'm looking forward to that one. I think Matsui wins it. I think that is the time. I think she pulls off the big shock win, gets the belt. And I'm ready for it. I think she's ready for it too. And then on Monday, they will be running another show. Like I said, it's a holiday, so plenty of wrestling. Rhea Seto faces Naho Yamada. Misa Matsui faces Kimoa Minami. And then on the undercard, you'll have Myla Grace versus Nagisa Nozaki. Naho Ishikawa versus Bozilla. And Kazuna Tanaka and Victoria Yuzuki teaming up against Natsumi Shozuki and Hummingbird. That should be a good match there. And then your main event for that show will be a Dream Star special. It'll be Utami Hayashishita, Mirai, and Koki Amari versus Miku Aono, Mai Sakurai, and Nanai Takahashi. No Chiaki on this upcoming weekend shows, notably as well, for those who may have not been following along. But the final bit of conversation here for today's show is the announcement from Pro Wrestling NOAH. A big announcement at that. Pro Wrestling NOAH announced that on November 11th at Monday Magic Autumn Episode 3 at Shinjuku Face. The first GHC Women's Champion will be crowned. Yes, the competition for the IWGP Women's title has been debuted by Noah. It will be the GHC Women's title, first ever. And it will be decided in a 10-woman battle royal. So no, it will not be crowned in a tournament. They will crown the champion in a battle royal. Notably, they did not announce names. They will not. That's the secret of Monday Magic. They have gone with the idea of Monday Magic. And yeah, so the GHC Women's title debuting in just a few weeks. Obviously something to keep an eye out on. They did show Mari Gold's Noah match they had, so there's a possibility there that they're involved. Marvelous has continuously been involved with Noah as well. So it's going to probably be a mix of Mari Gold, Marvelous, and freelancers, if I had to guess here. In terms of guessing a first champion, it's impossible, right? You would assume someone from Mari Gold, maybe, but I don't really know. It's a battle royal, so anything's wide open, but always nice to see another big championship. And, you know, Noah has done a good job, I think, of slowly putting Joshi into their shows. And this will be, you know, their new spark, right? This will be an interesting spark for them. Based on the picture of the belt, I think the belt's going to look really cool, but we'll have to wait and see. I like the green, obviously, on there, the Noah colors. But it remains to be seen what or who or how this belt is handled. My hope is you crown the first champion, then the first defense is on that New Year show at the start of January, where Shinsuke Nakamura is popping up. So something to look forward to there. But there is that. That is it this week, folks. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Great episode. Talking to you all. There wasn't a lot, like I said, a lot of stardom, and I'm looking forward to this weekend. A lot of tag team greatness potential, I think. A lot, you know, in both Marigold and Stardom. No big shows coming up this weekend. Next weekend, though, so next week, be ready for previews for Sendai Girls Big Show, which has a lot of big matches on that show. Obviously, more Goddess stuff. We'll be previewing Stardom's or whatever Stardom has coming up that weekend. Then we'll preview the Marigold Korakuen, which will come out the Thursday after. So much to look forward to, if you couldn't tell. So thank you, everybody, for listening, as always. Like I said last week, if you haven't, check out the interviews with Sari and my Sakurai. I'm working on the new Sari one soon. So we'll have another interview out with her talking about her match with Bozilla and so on and so forth. So thank you, everybody. Once again, appreciate the time. Appreciate your time. Until next time, see ya.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.